This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you tuning in, and do keep up with us on social media. If you look at either our Facebook feed or our Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of the menu items that are available at George's. We're talking about the Long Beach location in the Long Beach Exchange, and they are part of the upcoming Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which will be January 23rd through 30th, and the idea is to celebrate and support Long Beach's diverse black food scene, both with restaurants, food products, food trucks, and then profiling chefs, restaurateurs, and bartenders. Again, one of the participating restaurants is a restaurant that's no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show, that being George's. The original location is in Anaheim, but that's not part of Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. The newest location is in Long Beach at the Long Beach Exchange, which has a wonderful outdoor patio. And it is a pleasure to welcome second-generation restaurateur Nika Shoemaker Machado to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Nika, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Nika, you know I am a fan of yours and Mama Gretchen. Got introduced to you early in the game when you opened the first unit in the Anaheim Packing House, and had a chance to meet your mom and get a hug when hugs were doable, just in observing how genuine and sincere she was. You got my attention, and then I had a chance to meet you and your husband, and it's been a fun ride since then. So, Nika, you are going to be part of the inaugural Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. You're going to be celebrating in your Long Beach location, which is at the Exchange. Just to let our audience know that might not be familiar with your Long Beach location, you're not in the food hall. You're freestanding. So what's a good reference point for people to find you at the Long Beach Exchange? You're right at a corner, which is wonderful.
Yeah, we're located right in the corner. We're across the street. We got some fun neighbors around us. You know, we have some mainline people of like Walkies and Silver Lake Ramen and everything. And the one thing we do love is that we are at the base of that runway that leads right up into the hangar. So we got a nice little reference point with that.
That's a good reference point, Nika. And also, I think everybody knows where Wahoo's is. So, you know, you're just kind of right across the street from them, which is a good place to be. Now, Nika, right now, people are looking for outdoor dining options. And, you know, we want everybody to be comfortable, but we still want them to be able to, you know, patronize restaurants. And you're in the lovely position that you have an outside patio. About how many seats do you have out there?
I think we run about 44. So we're really comfortable in that 500 square foot patio landing. So it feels really good. It's a nice little corner to sit and relax and everything. And we're, of course, pet friendly and everything. So it really makes our morning brunch just a wonderful opportunity for people.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Nika, people are looking for options right now, and we want everybody to be comfortable when they're dining out. So it's great that you have that as a built-in option that really goes back to when the restaurant opened. Very fortuitous given what's going on right now. Now, Nika, since we last talked about Long Beach, you've introduced weekend brunch. And, boy, we're in brunch season and brunch time right now. Tell us a little bit about the weekend brunch.
So our weekend brunch has some great highlights from our breakfast menu, like our shrimp and grits and eggs Benedict and French toast, and then our beautiful, beautiful cinnamon apple waffle that we love posting on TikTok there.
Ooh.
Of course, rumptious chicken and waffle that always tickles everybody's taste buds.
You know, definitely sounds very special. Now, a lot of your mother's recipes have become signatures for you and are definitely available on the menu. I know that in terms of a side, she's famous for her collards, but I understand recently introduced is Nana's recipe for candied yams. Now, everybody loves that. Tell us a little bit about her special recipe for candied yams.
So Nana has that wonderful sweet tooth that goes right along with yams. So she's got this special candy yams that we got to launch at our second year anniversary, Andy, that we celebrated this past summer.
And congratulations on that. You know, not an easy time, Nika.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, the candy yams are just a fun dish that has actually really moved up on our menu. So we've had a lot of fun since introducing this. This is something that was asked for by many guests over the last few years, and we finally brought this to them. So we're really happy with that.
Well, you always want to listen to your guests. You also do a wonderful version of fried green tomatoes, classic Southern dish. Give us some highlights of that.
Well, the fried green tomatoes, one of the highlights of that is that my mother paired it with a lemon aioli. And, gosh, the tartness of the green tomatoes plus that lemon aioli, it just is, I have to put my fingers to my mouth and just tell you, it's just a kiss of taste. We love our fried green tomatoes, and it's another one of our highlights on our small bites menu.
Ah, good place to know. Now, another one of Nana's creations that has gotten great word of mouth fame is your jambalaya. Give us the food porn description of that, if you would, Nika.
Well, you know, this goes back to the highlights of my mom and father being high school sweethearts. One of the things that my dad always loved was like tomato-based roux. So when my mom dove into finding the recipe for, you know, some of the Creole dishes, which is the jambalaya, she started it with a tomato sauce roux and built it upon that. And so sometimes if you're down in the southern states, you'll find jambalaya being just a typical rice dish. Well, my mom serves hers a little more wet. And boy, does that taste really saunter off. There's just that wonderful taste of the Andouille sausage, the shrimp, and the chicken. And then, of course, that just absolute tight kick of spice at the end that warms your mouth up right at the end of the bite. So we really do have a fun time serving the jambalaya. And that also has my mom's name. Her original, her first name is Gretchen. So we call that Gretchen's jambalaya specifically on the menu because that's really her.
Very easy to identify that way. Now, your mom also has a special affinity for desserts. I'm a particular fan of the peach cobbler. As we're close to needing to say goodbye, give us a couple dessert highlights just to tempt our audience a little bit more, Gretchen.
So the peach
Excuse me, Nika. I'm sorry about that. I'm thinking of your mom. But anyway.
That's okay. Hey, it won't be the first time, Andy. So, the peach cobbler, one of the great things about that is I think my mother uses the perfect sugar to cinnamon ratio for that. And then her crust, she actually, with the peach cobbler, she tends to put the crust on the bottom also. So it's got the cobbler taste and everything, but really a filling type of thing that will take you into almost a pie realm. So it's a really fun dish. And then we top off her desserts with just a couple of cakes. We have a lemon cake and a pound cake. And then my mother's wonderful sweet potato pie. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's another bell ringer. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
As we need to say goodbye, Nika, what is the best website for Georgia's so they can get all the menu information?
Well, our website is www.georgias1word-restaurant.com. And one of the great things that we have, Andy, on our website is not only can you go on and look at our beautiful menu, but you can also order from our website. So that's a wonderful tool for people to utilize. So they can get some of those scrumptious menu items that my mother is so famous for.
No, Nika, definitely a good option with everything that's going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, second-generation restaurateur Nika Shoemaker Machado. It is George's Restaurant in Long Beach, participating in the inaugural Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which kicks off on the 23rd and runs through the 30th. Nika, thanks for the time, and definitely say hello to Gretchen for us.
Thank you, Andy. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we return, it is Chef Andrew Gruhl, my co-host, with his Ask the Chef segment. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.